We are 2 days into early voting in the Arkansas primary. So let's have a pop quiz. Can you name the two candidates seeking the Democratic nomination for Arkansas governor? A new poll from Talk Business and Politics and Hendricks College indicates not many Arkansans are very familiar with the candidates. In fact, a majority of likely Democratic voters still undecided, as voting begins, just who they support in that race. This week, John Brummett, a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, discusses the race with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. Roby says the new poll offers up interesting numbers.
Leticia Sanders at 17%, Jared Henderson at 24%, and 59% undecided in that race. Nobody knows who either one of these candidates are.
It's not that nobody knows. It's that nobody knows within the filtered out Democratic population of Central Arkansas where the information would seem to be dominant, being the central media hub. Jared Henderson. Here's the deal. Jared Henderson is sort of the anointed one. I mean, he was not so much recruited, but when he, leading the Teach for America movement and a Harvard grad out of McKinsey and Consultants, a smart, bright young guy, suddenly Democrats are saying, well, he's probably not going to win, but we've got a good candidate who sort of moves us beyond the Clinton era into a new generation, and thank goodness he's running, and then he'll run again, and we're making a pivot, and this is our guy. Okay, fine. Then Leticia
Sanders
comes in, and out of nowhere, nobody knows her, and she files, and she's got some things to say. I saw her interview with you. She's and suddenly it's like 24-17 and 59, and the Democrats are and Jared's got to be thinking, because he's just been sitting there, I guess, assuming that he will win the primary. I think if he's got some money, it wouldn't hurt him to spend a little of it. He could use a little name ID enhancement on the local media between now and the election, because that's a strange number. And when the voters don't know what they're voting on, the voters might do something
unexpected.
Well, unexpected or bizarre. So that's where we see it. It's a strange, strange thing. If you're a Democratic insider, you've been thinking Jared Henderson, and you look at this poll and you go, well, we forgot to introduce him for the primary, you know, so we'll see if there's any movement on that.
All right, lastly, let's talk about the late State Senator Jim Argue, one of the big titans up at the legislature for, you know, a decade and a half, almost two decades. You talked to him a lot, worked with him a lot, saw him in action a lot. He passed away this last week. What are your, I guess, memories of him? What do you think he contributed the most up at the state legislature during his time there?
He contributed the most an earnest conscientiousness. That's what you always got from him. And it's just a fact. It's not a tribute based on based out of courtesy on account of his passing. I mean, this was the essence of Jim Argue. There are a lot of impressive people in politics. There are a lot of unimpressive people in politics. I can think of no one who I trusted more to do what he thought was right than Jim Argue. That's what he was all about. Yeah, he was left of center in his politics, but honestly so, and the two issues that represent what I'm talking about. He happened, remember, we're talking about the OOs when Arkansas was still a Democratic state, although Huckabee was governor. During the implementation of education reform legislation pursuant to the epic Lakeview ruling, Mike Huckabee stepped up to the plate and proposed tax increases and proposed school consolidation. You couldn't have expected more out of Mike Huckabee. And Jim Argue was right there with him and with the education director at the time, Tom Cortway. Argue was a chairman of Senate Education. And for a term in there, he was a president pro tem. Maybe when they implemented it.
He was, right.
So he just happened to be in a great position of influence. And I remember how hard those people worked in those days to try to get that stuff through. Everyone was weary, but he appeared wearier than most, but it was important, and he got it done with no hint of partisanship. The other And I can't remember all the particulars here, so I hesitate to bring it up, but there was an occasion when Governor Huckabee appointed to the Public Service Commission a woman, Sandra Hockstetter, mm-hmm.
Hockstetter,
who had previously or just immediately had some role with a utility that she would then presume to regulate. That's hardly uncommon. It's this utility public service door has always been wide open. But she happened to be a Senate constituent of Jim Argue. Therefore, he had to make the formality on the Senate floor of moving for her confirmation. And I hadn't even thought about it, but he told me one day on the phone, he said, I'm going to get accused of raw partisanship. This is going to probably not do me any good, but I almost wish she wasn't my constituent. It is my responsibility, and I have a problem with that kind of revolving door thing. And I think he did not.
He wound up blocking her appointment, and then she wound up working as legal counsel for Governor
right.
Huckabee for a year.
That's
until
exactly
that window
what happened.
Closed,
thank you.
And then she went over to the Public Service Commission. Had a very distinguished career over there, leading through some tough times.
The odd thing about that, I eventually came to realize she was a. That's not as horrible as it sounds. Those roles require some expertise. I wish we didn't get so many of our PSC people out of utilities, and I wish they didn't then go to utilities, but they do. But Argue had an honest conscientiousness about this. He said, you know, it happens to be me. My constitutional role is to move for her confirmation. And he was struggling with the fact that with what's the right thing to do. Do I just let it happen, or does the fact that this whole method bothers me? And I can tell you, it was causing him legitimate pain.
Yeah.
And it's just an example of how seriously he took his responsibility. There have been some fine people in the legislature I've covered over the years. None as gentlemen, as people. None better than Argue.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can be found in the paper as well as at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, and there is much more from their conversation that can be found at TalkBusiness.net. Also there, much more news from Arkansas Business and Politics. This is Ozarks at Large.